Welcome along to the deep dive. We know you're busy, so this is your personal shortcut, really.
Yeah.
Designed to get you the key insights from important source material without all the noise. Today, we're digging into something pretty specific. It's labeled Excerpts from Midwest Real Estate, 2026 Expert Predictions. And interestingly, it also carries this subheading, Midwest Real Estate Outlook, what experts predict for 2026.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just looking at those titles, it actually tells you quite a bit straight away. You've got the geography, Midwest, the asset class, real estate, very specific future date, 2026, and then the type of information, expert predictions, and outlook. It really sets the scene. Okay, let's unpack this a bit.
It really does. That framing is so important. And what's fascinating here is just how much those few words signal Midwest real estate, right? Instantly, we know we're not talking coasts, not the national picture, but a specific regional market. That means, you know, unique economic stuff going on there, different drivers.
Yeah, it really narrows the focus.
Exactly. And then 2026, that tells you it's forward-looking, but not like way out there speculation. It's near-term enough to be strategic, probably based on current trends they expect to play out over the next couple of years. It's not history.
Right. It implies a certain confidence level in the forecast horizon. And the expert predictions and outlook part.
Yeah, that tells you this isn't just, you know, raw numbers crunched by a machine. It suggests analysis, interpretation, informed takes from people who supposedly really know this specific market.
So you're expecting actionable foresight, maybe. Guidance.
That's the implication. Absolutely. It primes you to look for, well, what are the key trends? What are the potential opportunities or risks they see coming? It's meant to be more than just data points.
Okay. And that really sets the stage for what we found when we started digging into the actual excerpts. One of the first things that kind of jumped out was this idea of surprising resilience in certain areas. Specifically, the experts seem to think suburban markets in the Midwest are going to keep doing pretty well into 2026.
Yeah, that's a really key theme they hit on. They talk about how the sort of lingering effects from the pandemic shifts, you know, remote work, the desire for more space are still playing out.
It's fueling demand out there.
Apparently so. They point to, well, maybe not soaring price growth like before, but a steady increase in single family home values in the suburbs. Part of it is still sustained buyer interest, but also inventory is still tight, especially for anything newly built.
Okay, so demand's still there in the burbs. But the big question always comes back to affordability, doesn't it? I mean, if values are still rising, even moderately, what does that mean for people trying to buy? Does the report get into that?
Oh, absolutely. That's a major thread. They're clear that while values might climb, affordability is and will likely remain a huge challenge, particularly for first-time buyers, you know?
Yeah.
You've got the combination of maybe stabilizing but still relatively high interest rates, plus these purchase prices. And the report suggests this is actually pushing some potential buyers, well, out of the market for ownership, at least for now.
Ah, okay. So what happens then? Do they just wait?
Well, the report indicates it's leading to a bit of an uptick in demand for rentals across the region, kind of the alternative path.
Right, that makes sense. So if more people are priced out of buying, that could keep the rental market pretty tight, too. Maybe push up rental prices.
That's certainly a potential consequence, yeah. The report doesn't dive super deep into rental price specifics, but it flags that increased demand.
Interesting. Did they highlight any specific submarkets or maybe property types with a particularly notable outlook beyond just suburban single family?
They did, yeah. Especially in the commercial side, things look pretty mixed, what they call bifurcated, so office space, particularly older buildings, the ones that are harder to adapt, still facing some serious headwinds, vacancy rates up in some big city downtowns.
Not surprising, I guess, with work patterns still shifting.
Right. But then you look at industrial and logistics properties, completely different picture.
The warehouses and distribution centers.
Exactly. Throughout the Midwest, the outlook there is strong, really strong.
So is that the whole e-commerce effect, like last mile delivery centers and that kind of thing, or bigger picture supply chains?
Both, really. It's the continued boom in online shopping for sure, but it's also companies rethinking their supply chains, wanting them to be more resilient, maybe bring some operations closer. And the Midwest, you know, with its central location, its transportation links, it's perfectly positioned for that.
Makes perfect sense.
So you're seeing strong demand for leases, new construction. That sector is definitely a bright spot, according to these experts.
Okay, wow. So let's try and sort of pull this together. What we've unpacked today from these Midwest real estate 2026 expert predictions.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a nuanced view. You've got suburban housing still showing strength, maybe driven by lifestyle changes, and just not enough houses being built.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have this big affordability question mark hanging over everything, possibly boosting the rental side.
Right.
And commercially, it's almost two different worlds.
Mm.
Old school office space struggling, while industrial and logistics are really taking off.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well. And, you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it just highlights how vital it is to really read the label on these reports. Yeah. Understanding the exact framing, knowing this is about the Midwest specifically for 2026 and its expert predictions, helps you filter the information.
To check expectations.
Precisely. It guides what you should be looking for, what kind of questions to ask of the data. The title itself is like the first layer of analysis, really.
So what does this all mean for you listening in? Thinking about these predictions for the Midwest in 2026, you know, the suburban strength, the affordability squeeze, that industrial boom.
Yeah.
If you were involved in that market, buying, selling, investing, what specific questions or implications would jump out to you right now? Something to think about.